Hour number two of the Blitz coming at you starting this Monday off. I believe it was supposed to rain today. Maybe it will later, but it is not. It is a beautiful day outside. Go spend some time outside. That's always
good. You want it to rain?
No.
I think it's supposed to start about 2.
2 o'clock.
2 and rain the rest of the day. That's your forecast today on the Blitz.
Brandon and I are going apartment shopping today before 2. As we talked about late last week.
Y'all going apartment shopping?
Apartment looking, I
guess. Are y'all moving in together?
Say. Yeah, you, me, Brandon, Cody.
You didn't know? No? You guys didn't tell me these things. We talked about it on the drive, I guess. You might have heard.
Yeah.
Didn't hear it. You, Brandon.
Knoxville's premier call-in show from 3 to 6 p.m.
You. Are you guys making fun of them?
Yeah, I am making fun of their liner. I love it, though.
You can make fun of Russell.
It's kind of like how you can make fun of your family. We're all family with the drive.
So you, Cody, and Brandon.
Yeah, we have about 3/4 of 1 month to find a place to live.
You guys.
Because I get kicked out of my house like 3 weeks before they have to leave theirs.
Wow.
So we have to find one before like July 14th.
Where are you guys trying to go?
I have no idea.
Are you guys staying student living? I feel like Cody and Brandon, you're a little too old for that. You need to get up out of there.
Well, we are.
It's cheaper. But we need to get up out of there.
We are. No, we are.
It's got to be getting to you now a little bit. Well, especially Cody. Cody, Brandon, you're right there. Cody, time to get out of student living, Cody. Cody's kind of young, but Cody is an old soul.
So here's what happened. I had already signed there, and then Cody asked me if I was looking for a room, and I was. I asked Cody if he needed a place to live. I was already locked in at that place. I'd already signed the lease.
That's how you got stuck there.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, like I live in a suburban bearded neighborhood with like a homeowners association and like HOA pool parties and stuff. It's
insane. What's
wrong with
that? Why are you moving then?
They don't like Rick.
We're getting kicked out, actually.
Oh.
We've been in our house for multiple years now, and they finally said, "Hey, we appreciate how often you've re-signed, but no more.
You guys are in a house though, not like a condo or house.
House.
I used to live over off Lions View. I don't know about HOA. I lived in the condo unit for a while. We had no pool, but I mean it was just me too. I haven't done the roommate thing. I'm also, you guys are like mid-20s.
Yeah,
I'm 35. I haven't done the roommate thing in 28. Probably last time I had a roommate, 28, 27.
That makes sense.
28, 27, last time I had a roommate. Get to a certain age, guys, you just don't want roommates. You don't want to have to blame anybody for you ate my food.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Or you didn't pick up after yourself. I'm doing dishes again. And, heck, I can walk around freely in my house, my apartment, not to worry about covering up. I ain't a roommate. You guys will get there.
Okay. Walk around your birthday suit, chance.
Right. Oh, yeah. Bucket naked all the time.
All right.
It's my stuff, my place. You guys will get there. You'll want your own freedom. But it's cool that you, Cody, and Brandon are getting a room.
That's what we're doing today. Hopefully before the rain comes.
Are you going for a house or are you going for an apartment?
I don't think
we're just looking.
I got a guy.
Yeah, we're looking.
I know some people.
You got a guy.
I know some people.
All right, we'll talk afterwards. We'll talk after the show.
We'll have our people contact your people. By that means, we'll just ask you the question.
We'll get you guys.
Okay.
Are you guys? Is this going to be like Animal House? You got some parties? Housewarming party?
I mean, I don't know.
Invite the station. A little housewarming.
Would you like
party?
To come?
I just suggested it. I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be there.
We'll do a little barbecue.
So, speaking of other people who are looking for a potential place to live.
Yes, Rick doesn't want to do a barbecue.
Bang. No, dude.
It's okay.
Rick was pumped.
Of course we're doing
He's
barbecue.
Focused. He's
Rick,
focused.
Rick was pumped about the segue you just
He's
made.
He's focused. He was.
My segue was there. And
I was like, hey, you want to have a barbecue? He's like, Chance, we get back on the rails. He's focused over here.
Chance, I've been trying to get this segue out for 5 minutes.
Yeah, he has. He's been like over here.
I don't have a barbecue segue. I only have a living segue.
He finally had the opening, and I just crapped all over it. Sorry,
we
Rick.
Can't keep talking about the cookout. I don't know how to transition that one.
I want to, though.
We'll have it.
Okay.
We'll have it.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Can you grill? Would you like to?
Yeah.
Would you like?
I'll
to
come
the food?
Cook.
Okay.
Probably the best. The I'd say I'm probably the best cook at the station. Hands down.
We can have a grill off.
Oh, I will grill off anybody from this station, anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, as I just said, I don't have a barbecue segue, so I wasted my first one. I'm just going to get right into it. Chris Dortch of NBA.com. He is an NBA TV contributor.
Blue Ribbon Basketball preview guy, too, makes that magazine.
That's
he's,
right.
He's been on the Fan Run airwaves a couple times.
Oh, Chris Dortch, friend of the station. So he put out a very interesting tweet into the Kerry Blackshear situation. Here's what he has to say. Do not buy into the Kerry Blackshear Memphis rumors.
And that's something we talked about on Friday.
A lot on Friday. We talked about everything, you know, what that meant, what's going on in Memphis, what, a lot of things going to Memphis. Dortch says that his final choices will come down to Texas A&M, Kentucky, or Tennessee. So two big things to look at here when you split it in half. First off, the Memphis rumors are exaggerated greatly, sounds like, if you can believe Chris Dortch.
Sounds
I believe Chris Dortch, friend of the show.
I would as well. Then you get into his choices will come down to Texas A&M, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And I guess we heard some rumors about Kentucky, but to the best of our knowledge, I do not believe he has visited either one.
Kentucky and A&M?
Yes.
No, so he's scheduled to visit Kentucky tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if he has a visit scheduled with A&M yet.
I would imagine that if that A&M visit does not come, it's not the... It's not kind of the biggest telling point in the world because at the end of the day, you're going to these teams to talk about coaching and he knows the coach, right? It's Buzz. It's who he's with at Virginia Tech. So, you know, it's not like you got to go sit down with Rick Barnes, with John Calipari, right? You got to figure out what this program's like. He knows the way that that Buzz does things. So if it's down to those three, how are you feeling about the Kerry Blackshear Jr. recruitment at this point in time? As Dortch mentions, one way or another, Vol Hoops fans will see him play in Thompson Bowling Arena. Will they cheer him or will they boo him? What's kind of your feelings towards all this?
Well, if he's not on the team, gotta boo him.
Well, yeah, not the booing. You know, where he's gonna play, making the potential top three. But yeah, of course we're gonna
go the hell out of loud.
Him. Yeah,
I mean I don't know.
Can't
I mean
tease us like that.
I mean we're the only school that he's visited so far. He's visiting Kentucky tomorrow, like I mentioned, and he already has ties to Texas A&M with Buzz Williams being the coach.
Correct.
From Virginia Tech, where he is now transferring from. I don't know. I'll be honest. I have a little hope, but it's not very much. I don't feel very confident that we get him. Maybe that's just me being a pessimist. But I kind of see him going A&M.
Really?
That's just kind of what my gut says.
Buzz, hell of a coach. Got something that's... And he's going to go to A&M and pretty much get it started from the jump. He's got some nice talent coming in. He's a hell of a coach. I think he comes to Tennessee, though. I do.
I hope so. I mean, I definitely – I mean,
think he's coming to Rocky Top.
I mean, we've talked about what adding Blackshear would do to this roster.
It keeps you at a constant kind
of
like
– It takes you're not gonna out of the rebuilding stage that we believe that we will be in this year without him.
I don't know if it takes you out because you're still going to – I mean, a lot of young guys on the team, but it definitely – you definitely can compete. You're not a bubble team. I think you're in at least like 7-8 seed in the tournament with a Blackshear.
Well, then I'm gonna take the third
– I would deem that as a success.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you go from Schofield, Grant, Bone, Kyle Alexander. You go from that core last year, and then everybody knows about the 2020 class next year. You just need something to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
And I think Kerry Blackshear would be that. He would make this team what's the word I'm looking for? competitive. I think he puts you solidly in the tournament, like you were saying. How good, I don't know. I think a lot of that depends on Josiah James, DJ Burns.
Mm-hmm.
How much does everybody else pick up their play? But I definitely think that adding him kind of bridges the gap between last year and then the great recruiting class that we all think next year is going to be.
Well, I'm going to take the, you know, if Brandon's taking A&M and Chance is taking Tennessee, I'm going to.
Don't do it, Rick. Don't do it. Don't. No.
Don't you say it.
Go ahead. You know, go ahead.
Let me make my decisions here.
Go
right?
ahead.
Don't
say
tell
it.
Me how to live my life.
Go ahead. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you the decision. I'm just saying don't say it, but go. Sure, go ahead.
I'm saying he's going to go to the other team, the third team.
To Kentucky.
The team that I will not name.
Big Blue Rick.
Oh, yeah. Big Blue Ricky. Old Volcat over there.
It's a good try about you guys. It's a good try. Oh, I'm going to start up. Oh, Rick loves Kentucky. It's a good try. It's a good try. It's actually not a good try. All I'm saying is that
that's what somebody
I would
say
believe
that
that's
that really
where he's
likes
going.
Kentucky, that wants nobody to know they like Kentucky.
No, I'm with you, Rick.
He's not going to Kentucky.
I don't know. He's visiting tomorrow.
What we've heard is that he wants to go out there and he wants to win a championship. Which of these teams is the closest to doing that? I mean, we just said it, right? Like if Tennessee doesn't have Kerry Blackshear Jr., like we are somewhere in the spectrum of rebuilding, even if it's at, you know, maybe the upper end of that spectrum. It's not where Kentucky is, right? Like, Kentucky doesn't need Kerry Blackshear Jr. to be competing. I believe they're already a preseason top five, or they will be.
No, I mean, I think Kentucky, obviously, out of those three, needs him the least.
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with A&M's roster, but it's us and A&M that need him the most. And I would say, and I'm trying to be as unbiased as I possibly can, but I would say that Tennessee probably needs him the most out of the three.
To accomplish, I think, the more realistic goals, yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly. So that right there is a little bit of Kerry Blackshear Jr. recruiting info. Do not go anywhere. We have a great segment coming up next. Some of the wildest audio I think that you will ever hear from this weekend. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be great. This is The Blitz. As I said on Twitter just now, and as I teased a couple minutes ago, this is the most must-hear audio that will be a part of your day. I guarantee it. I'm putting down right now the stamp of approval. This weekend gave us a lot of great things. Hopefully it gave you a great Father's Day. It gave you a great day of golf. It, you know, great sports news. It also gave you, in my opinion, the most important audio that you will need to hear today.
Yeah.
Now, I want to start this off in St. Louis because ultimately there's two different stories with audio that we want to hear. Now, the St. Louis Blues obviously won the NHL Stanley Cup last week. They had their parade, and there's a man by the name of Brett Hull. Now, he is
Hull?
Hull.
It's H-U-L-L.
Yes,
not
that is Hull. Correct.
It's Hull.
Brett Hull.
That's what I said.
No, you said Hull.
Brett Hull.
You said Hull first.
Brett Hull. So, he is a former NHL player. He played between 1986
did
and
you
2005.
Did you know of him before all of this?
Yes, I did, because he played for the St. Louis Blues, the Dallas Stars. It looks like the Flames, the Red Wings, the Coyotes, so on and so forth. I knew him because of his short stint with the Stars. He is the fourth most goal scored among all NHL players, 741.
I knew that because of his long time with the Blues.
So he is a legend, I guess.
I had no idea who this guy is.
That's fair. He's a legend,
sorry,
right?
Wow.
He
sorry,
gets
no lies
up
to tell you.
To wow. The stage of the St. Louis Blues celebration. And I'm just going to let the audio speak for itself. Chance, can you play it?
Hey, we already did it. So instead of saying, let's go, Blues, we're going to say, we went, Blues.
What the hell?
Now,
this guy's an idiot.
Brett Hull is just wasted.
We just went Blues?
Absolutely tossed. And he has a revolutionary idea.
Hold on.
You can say let's go Blues all you want, but you know what?
What?
We went. We went Blues. We don't have to go anymore because we already did it. So instead of saying, let's go, Blues, we're going to say, we went, Blues.
And what the audio doesn't show is then he starts, you know, with the, we went, Blues, we went, Blues.
They do?
Nothing. No, the crowd does not.
Okay, I was about to say.
In fact, the crowd then gets right back into a let's go, Blues chant themselves. Just total disrespect to the absolutely drunken Brett Hull. But the man had no idea what he was saying. He went up there and he had the revolutionary thought of, we're not going to be like all these other teams. We're not going to be one of the most, you know, widespread chants across sports where you say, let's go, and then your team. He's saying, we went. We did it. Let's go. All right. We went there. We did it. We went Blues.
He reminds me of someone, but I can't place who.
Vince McMahon.
No. Well, no, not Vince McMahon.
Well, Bill Belichick did the whole no days off that didn't make any sense.
No, I'm not talking about a fan. It's just somebody that I've seen around. Somebody I don't
Brett
really
Hull,
know.
He looks like an actor. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just talking just a normal person. Just a regular Joe Schmo. I don't know.
Now, also,
somebody
Brett Hull.
Backdoor Tavern, I don't know.
The Lenore City Bulldog favors him a little bit.
He kind of looks like you, dude.
Let me see this guy.
He's Brett Hull, blonde.
He does not look
he's
like,
got blonde
he does
hair.
Not look like me.
I don't know. In the face, kind of, he does.
Make the picture bigger. Let me see. I can't.
Hey, you got old eyes, huh?
It's quality radio.
He kind of looks like you, dude. Look at this man.
Wow, Rick, that's an insult. That's the ugliest man I've ever seen in my life.
All right, I'm kidding. So Brett Hull walks up there on stage yesterday. Last thing about this is he's wearing a shirt of himself.
Yeah, his
flipping
jersey.
Off the... No, not
oh.
his jersey.
Oh, okay.
He's just a picture that somebody has captured where he is flipping off somebody on the ice. He has blurred out everyone's faces in it so he can use this picture. So it's just him, right? It is him flipping off someone on the ice. This is an older Brett Hull, and he's wearing a suit and everything. And then on top of the picture, it says, Ric Flair Drip.
What does that mean?
Ric Flair Drip.
It's a...
Migos.
Right, it's a song lyric. But
it's the title of a song.
Yeah. Is there any connection between that word and this picture? No, there is not. Absolutely nothing. He's literally just flipping someone off.
That's the Ric Flair drip.
But it's weird. It's
Ric
weird
Flair
to be on
a... It's more of an attitude.
It's
more of a vibe.
So weird to be on this.
Let
He's wearing
this
his own
Rick.
Shirt.
Ric Flair drip.
So who at the station has the most quote-unquote Ric Flair drip?
Well, I'm 33% of the way there, so probably me.
I've kind of seen the way some of you guys dress. I'm not trying to be biased here. Probably not say.
Chance's gonna say himself.
It's dripping with sauce, dripping wet, as the
both,
kids say.
The two of you have both said yourself.
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa, I didn't say myself. I said I'm 33%. I said I'm 33% of the way there.
I've been known best dresser at Fan Run Studios for many, many years.
You just said it was an attitude. Not
that
the way
too.
You dress.
A little swag.
That's a good point.
That's a little
point.
Bit of both.
You gotta pick a side here.
Rick started to get a little bit of swag.
Hmm.
He used to be a very quiet chap.
I will do my research into this Ric Flair drip.
It's the bear.
And I will.
It's the bear.
And I will.
He's got the most Ric Flair drip of all of them.
I will come up with a list.
Okay.
Oh.
A little chart.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody tomorrow.
This should
be on Brandon's own time.
This will take time.
What?
I need at least more than a day. At least more than a day.
Can't be that hard.
I've got things to do.
All right, everybody. Sometime this week, I will put you on a deadline. All right. All right, Friday at the latest. All right. Brandon's fan run, Ric Flair drip power rankings.
Cody's got a lot of Ric Flair drip in him.
Okay, I want to move on to the second piece of audio real quick because that wasn't the only ridiculous audio that we heard this weekend.
This is my favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, the infamous, the notorious, the killer, allegedly, O.J. Simpson.
Juice.
Is on Twitter for the first time ever.
Juice is loose.
At the real OJ32.
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, if you're not familiar with O.J. Simpson.
Everyone's familiar with O.J.
The guy is a killer. The guy is a scumbag.
Allegedly.
You don't have to do that. Everybody knows who O.J. is.
Speaking of, the 25th anniversary today of the Bronco chase.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
25th anniversary. I was not alive for it, but, 25 years ago. That happened.
It did.
Seen the video many times. It's very OJ. Fun.
OJ, by the way, too, like you say, he got Twitter. He was only on Twitter for 24 hours. Already had over 500,000 followers. He's getting that reality show that I said when he got out. Whether it's going to be online or something, somebody's putting a camera in front of his face.
He's been on Twitter for less than 24 hours, like you just said. And he's the videos that he's put out are electric.
Right. We have hilarious. Those videos. Chance, can you play the very
we
first...
We have the sound, not the videos.
The sound, yeah. Can you play the very first video that he sent out on Twitter?
Again, I'm going to play the sound.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So, this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Whoa. Slow down there, OJ. You got a what? You got a little getting even to do?
You heard him.
Last time he got even, somebody wound up dead. I don't know if I feel good about this.
You heard him?
Two somebodies.
Two? Yeah, he's really going to take a stab at this old Twitter thing.
I mean,
does
he not have someone behind the scenes like... hey, maybe that's not the best choice of words. You could have used.
Oh man, he's already got a video out there yesterday of the news behind the news of the whisperings of him and Kris Jenner.
Yeah, he says that was
the first thing he
Father's Day. Father's Day, O.J. Simpson says, "Nope, I am not
the
Khloe
father.
And Kim's dad. Nope."
I am not Khloe's dad.
That was the first thing he wanted to settle. Out of everything he could have led with.
I'm not gonna lie. His daughter and Khloe Kardashian look a lot alike.
Do they look similar?
Yeah, if you ever look at the split screen side by side, they look a lot alike. I never knew the whole Kim, but I know Khloe looks like his daughter.
So, O.J. Simpson starts off his first tweet by saying that he's gonna get even, which. In itself is a little whoa, right? Then he continues a little further, though. Chance, can we get the audio from the second video that O.J. Simpson put out?
Hey, Twitter world.
Love
for
it.
Years,
it says, hey, Twitter world.
People have been able to say whatever they wanted to say about me.
This is just...
With no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight.
Oh.
More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything. Especially sports, fantasy football,
and even
politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day, and God bless.
All right.
Hey, Twitter world.
I hope he starts everyone out with,
this is Juice.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter
I just
want to
wish everybody a Happy Father's Day. Got a lot of getting even to do.
I will stand by it for the rest of my life.
All right, so he's got over 640,000 followers now.
Yeah.
He's only had Twitter, 2 days?
Yeah.
Now, he has 8 accounts that he follows.
Yes, the first one.
Anybody want to guess them?
Well, we talked about him earlier. So we know them, unfortunately.
Well, for those people that don't know, USC football.
Yep.
It's
as generic as you can be.
Tim Graham.
Yep.
Whoever he is, his thing says, freely cavorting, we good here. Justin Simpson, real estate. Malcolm Laverne, Vegas attorney. At Sin City attorney. Got it. Y'all, you never know, OJ. You just never know. He follows the official Heisman Trophy account, the Buffalo Bills, the official NFL account, and you guessed it, PGA Tour.
There you go.
He loves his golf.
Now, look, I will stand by for the rest of my life.
Love how he follows Malcolm Laverne, Sin City attorney.
Is a total scumbag. He killed somebody. Let's not forget that,
allegedly,
all right?
Allegedly, Rick.
He killed
allegedly,
someone.
Allegedly, Rick.
However.
Allegedly.
I will not go along with this.
If the glove don't fit,
however.
You have to say allegedly.
I will not say he killed someone. We all know it.
You have to.
I'll say it for you. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I am here. I, for one, am here for the beef between O.J. Simpson and random people on Twitter who he needs to, you know, apparently keep accountable. O.J. Simpson has now taken on the responsibility of keeping Twitter accountable. This is rich. This is rich. I'm here for
hey,
it.
Hey, Twitter
I
world.
Can't wait to see how it unfolds.
Hey, Twitter world.
So,
hey, Twitter world, is O.J.
So what happens if O.J. follows you? It's a little scary, right?
Great.
He's coming after you. He's coming after you. He's going to keep you accountable.
Two, OJ's
he's got a score
for
to settle.
You. Three, four, better luck.
First of all, if you're
door.
Not following OJ and he follows
five,
you, you have
six,
to follow him back,
your
right?
Crucifix. Yeah, you got to follow him back.
I will not follow OJ Simpson.
Why?
I'll what? Make that stand right
Why?
Now. He's a killer.
Allegedly,
Rick.
He's a killer.
Allegedly a killer.
He's a killer.
He's an alleged killer.
Is he the most charismatic killer of all time? Maybe.
Allegedly killer.
He's the most charismatic alleged killer of all time,
There
Rick.
You go. He was a killer on that football field, though.
Yeah, he was.
We can say that.
Yeah, he was.
So no really, alleged
he really
that.
Sliced
no
up
alleged.
Those defenses, huh?
No alleged to that.
Wow.
Really,
wow,
really
Rick.
Carved up defenses every Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Really what? Took a knife to him.
He really we're doing killed this. Those defenses. We're doing yeah, because he's a killer. O.J. Simpson.
He murdered a bunch of linebackers out there on that field.
Oh, no. This is what we're doing?
Some days, O.J. coming to the hole was like a knife to the jugular.
That's not a, no. No.
Maybe a stretch, but I liked it. The creativity was there.
No.
It was creative.
Juice is loose. I feel like his Twitter handle should have been
the juice
is loose. He really missed out on a big marketing campaign.
Well, he prefaced it, right? He said why. He goes, there's a lot of fake OJ Twitter accounts out there, but mine isn't. You can go to mine at the real OJ
hey,
32.
And I'm going to have to say,
oh, okay,
Twitter,
it's real.
Twitter, a little discrimination. Why does OJ not have a blue check yet?
I was going to say, over under, I'm going to set his win is, we'll go Thursday morning.
Thursday morning?
Does
I
he
mean,
go,
he's only
does he
been on.
Before or after?
He's getting a blue check in the next week.
Oh, yeah.
But, right, I'm setting the over under at Thursday morning.
I'll say
what would
under,
you take?
Under Thursday.
All right, I'll go over.
Man's almost at 1 million followers. It's likely he'll have 1 million by the end of the week.
Yeah,
I'll say under Thursday. I'll say it's by Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll say sooner.
I'll okay.
Say before Thursday morning.
Are All right, you, we'll mark
did
it down.
You go follow OJ? Because I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm even receiving notifications from Juice's account.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Those videos? Yes, I want to be there every time OJ drops a new video. Every damn time.
Yeah,
it'll probably
gonna,
be the best 2 minutes yeah. of my day every damn day. That might be content for us for the next who knows how many years.
I was going to say. we
That
should,
is just instant content.
We every, need to have a
OJ
an
Fridays.
OJ, an OJ Simpson video breakdown
OJ
segment.
Fridays.
What if it comes out on a Monday? We don't want to wait all week, right?
That's true. We'll just do him when he comes
we're
out. Just,
yeah, we're ready for it. We will alter our schedule.
We have to jump
OJ.
On this before Talk Sports does. So we're going ahead and stating that right now. We're jumping on the OJ quotes before anybody else does as part of a segment.
That's right. That's our thing.
I say Talk Sports because they do a lot of new stuff. So we got to beat them to the punch.
Wow, this is it.
This is it. This is our claim to fame.
So OJ. I made this. I, you know, we'll go real quick. We'll end this segment. I made the claim at the beginning of the segment that this was the most must hear audio collectively.
I'm
going to
let you know
all day.
The OJ ones, much better than that Brett Hull stuff you brought.
Dude, Brett Hull was a drunken maniac.
He's just drunk.
That's funny. They had Up In Here playing in the background. Like the whole thing together.
Can you say that again?
Was amazing.
What did they have playing in the background?
They had Up In Here. I don't know what the actual song is. I don't know if
that's
the title. I just
like the way you said the first
time. I don't know
if they had Up In Here. It just was funny, Rick. I love your cake.
I think that's the most must-hear audio of the day. Did I lie?
My favorite is the last part of that first audio clip. Got a lot of getting even to do.
Whoa.
Yeah, the OJ
was
bad.
Whoa, dude.
OJ was good.
Whoa.
Pump the brakes.
Did you say there's more audio you have?
Me?
Yeah.
That was it?
Oh, I thought you liked
just those? No, I didn't do the last one. I didn't do the last one. But that right there, my favorite audio of the weekend. We hope you enjoyed it. Out of this segment has come a brand new segment where we just break down O.J. Simpson's
The Chronicles of Juice.
Twitter videos. The Chronicles of Juice.
The Juice Chronicles. Probably flows better.
That right there. That right there is the very first one of them. There will be more to come. We're excited for it. We're excited for the rest of the show. If you want to join, give us a call, 865-546-8200.
We got a lot of getting even to do the rest of this show.
We got a lot of getting even to do. See you on the other side of the break. So we talked about it a second ago, the movie certificate, the amazing triumph that happened today. Brandon caught a funny video of it. It is on his Twitter if you would like to go see it. But Brandon, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Last week you called me out, and I'm gonna call you out on this one.
Okay.
I put game 6 when it was really game 5, and you were very upset with me. I put it in the rundown, and you read it. You kind of sound like an idiot, man. I'm not going to be honest. Right? Matt had to correct you. You got mad at me for it because I had a typo.
Oh, yeah, Rick? Well,
had a typo today.
Well, hold on. I'll let you know. I'll let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
I went back and listened to the podcast, and only seconds before, you had said game 6 as well.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you should do your research. Yeah, you did.
I don't think that happened.
It did.
I don't think that happened. What? Whoa.
All
right, okay. I tried to make this segment about me getting even on Brandon.
All right, now go ahead.
Not everyone calling me out.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking at the rundown right now, and it says Clement Kingsbury.
No, it does not.
Yes,
it does.
I fixed it. No, Chance just fixed it. It said Clement Kingsbury.
No, that's fake news.
That's a typo. If I hadn't done my research and known the guy's name was Cliff, I would have come out. I would have said Clement. K-L-I-M-T.
So you would have pulled the Ron Burgundy and just read from the prompter.
I would have pulled a Brandon, if anything. Stinking. Brandon. Brandon's the one who pulls Ron Burgundy over here.
No, this is fake news. This is fake news because whenever you pointed it out to me before the show, I went and changed it. This is fake news. Somebody's trying to sabotage me.
Well, who could have done that?
One of you two, because you're the only two that have access to this.
It's right there, Brant. Right there. It says Clement.
It's like K-L-I-M-N-T or something
Clement.
Like that first. I just changed it to
Brandon.
The right thing.
No. Brandon, why is Clement Kingsbury in the news?
Well, Cliff Kingsbury is in the news because as the Cardinals have just wrapped up minicamp. This story's been out for about 3 years now, but it came to light now with the Cardinals' first-year head coach. So, apparently Cliff Kingsbury. Not to be confused. He likes to spy on his players. He likes to spy on their player on his players. Make sure they're staying focused.
Sounds reasonable as long as the way he does it is reasonable.
Well, here's what it says. Controlling the promotion of individual personalities is impossible, but Kingsbury was able to monitor what was being said coming out of his program in the Big 12 with, quote, cute girl accounts and admitted as much on a podcast. Here's what he had to say. We have fake accounts with cute girls that they add right now so we can see what's going on.
Whoa.
Who's tweeting what? Kingsbury said during the appearance on the podcast. Those are heavily monitored for sure. I think they, then he was asked, says Kingsbury said that the coaching staff was aware that players possibly knew of their tactics, but it didn't matter. He says, I think they do. I think they know. But they can't resist that. Friend requests from cute girls are an automatic follow, Kingsbury said.
Well, he's not wrong. But is there an issue with this? Like, it feels like it's a little immoral.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Players got to be smarter.
What are the players doing? These accounts probably have no followers. They're following seven players, and they're all football players on the tech team.
You got to be smarter about what accounts you're interacting with. You got to check out the fake accounts. And I don't know. Also, don't put all your business on social media or as far as keeping a paper trail. Talk on the phone. You know, do things like that.
Also, I would like to know how many of these accounts, these football player accounts, are private. Or else why do you need an account to go follow them? You just look at it. You just Google or you Twitter search Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure his account wasn't private. I'm sure a lot of these guys' accounts weren't private. Why do you need to go through all this sneaky, shady stuff? All these cute girl accounts.
I don't know. I think it's weird.
I think it's very weird.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Weird guy.
A little catfishy.
I think it's a little savvy move by, you know, like the – he's not really an old coach. He's kind of like, you know, he got a little young vibe to him. Cliff Kingsbury, not a
friend. He's a very young guy.
That's shady. What I'm saying. I'm saying, like, he's not old at all. He's, what, mid-30s? Or maybe right at 40, 41 or something like that? 39, okay. Cliff Kingsbury, it's known that Cliff Kingsbury, very good-looking dude. He pulls all the ladies. I think it's just a savvy move by him. He knows what his players are, what kind of mischief and the kind of stuff that they're probably going to be tempted about and temptations. He's trying to get ahead of the curve.
What's he going to accomplish by pretending to be one? What
I feel like he's help them out. Trust away.
He's going to help them out.
If my coach was spying on me using catfish accounts, there's a little bit of trust that's gone there.
Yeah, there's a breach of trust that
I would say, Coach, just come ask me. Like you don't need to go through all these back, you know, these secretive back ways to get there. A little bit of
back
trust
channels.
Lost. Yeah. You can be shady like that. Don't hide in
with
the shadows.
That, they're probably not going to tell him the truth.
Exactly. So,
I get that part of it. But
I don't mind him doing it. He's also not going to go, like, I guess, tell him. I don't know. Try to look out for him in a sense. Like, there's nothing really devious about it, though, right? Like, on his end. Like, it may seem like that to you. You say it's catfishy. But he's essentially doing it to look out
for the betterment of the players. I wouldn't say it's devious, but a little sneaky, a little shady.
No, it's is it sneaky? Sure.
Yeah.
But, like you said, does the end justify the means? You know, the outcome justify the means. It's all for the betterment of the players. Like, there's nothing that he's trying to do to, like, get him in trouble, I guess, or, like, I don't know. Like,
what I would be interested in is he clearly stopped, right? Like, this was
all right,
from a long time ago. Like, why did he stop? Did he get called out?
I don't know.
People upset?
But here is the top definition on Urban Dictionary for catfish.
Okay.
A fake or stolen online identity.
Check.
Created or used for the purpose of beginning a deceptive relationship.
Check.
He's a catfish. He's catfishing his players.
Yeah, head football coach in the NFL is a catfish.
It doesn't say
what's new.
It doesn't say what kind of relationship it is. It does not have to be a romantic relationship.
Sure.
Kingsbury's catfishing his players.
Oh, there's no doubt he's doing it. I don't have a problem with it.
It's
definitely catfishing.
Speaking of shady coaches, did you guys see what's happening at UCLA right now with Chip Kelly?
Oh yeah.
Current UCLA player on Chip Kelly. Quote, nobody likes him, but everybody is scared to stand up. He lies and has no player relationship. Only about 10 people on the team have his phone number. Abuse of power. Then one anonymous player told Inside the Truth that, quote, no one likes him. Oh, that's the same quote. I don't think Chip and I have ever had a conversation about his personal life in the 3 years that we worked together, says his former boss at Oregon. 3 years work. Chip Kelly, is he kind of he kind of seems like a basket case. We wanted him desperately here, but not with this.
Chip Kelly, not a people person. Is known. He doesn't like to recruit. That's been known for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, you go back to his time in Philadelphia, there were all kinds of problems there. And
yeah. But I think, you know, like, definitely not a people person. But there's also a difference between, you know, maybe just being a little standoffish or maybe not, you know, maybe being a little introverted to, man, he's just a dead liar. You know, nobody likes him. Like, he doesn't attempt to have any contact when the one of the primary functions of your job is to be in contact with your players, is to have a working relationship with them. Chip Kelly, basket case. I don't care how good of an offensive genius he is. Man, if he was at Tennessee and this came out over the weekend about, you know, a current Tennessee player said this, I would be up in arms. We might spend two whole hours on this. I don't think that can be your football coach. You're crazy. He's a crazy man. Wrong job. It's not good.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe say that Tennessee might have dodged a bullet. And remember how scared we as Tennessee fans were
thinking about Florida getting him?
If he would have went to Florida?
And look what he did. I think Chip Kelly was the best he's ever been in Oregon. You know, first year in Philadelphia wasn't too bad. I think his Oregon days were the best days he's ever had. He doesn't like to recruit. We even saw people thought UCLA would even turn a page, you know, with him in his first year last year. They didn't look that damn good. They got better at the end of the year, and they got a lot of young players, a lot of injuries. If he doesn't do it this year, it might this year or next year, maybe the game's just passed him by.
Yeah, I mean, he may have success, and if he would have went to Florida, maybe he lights the world on fire. Maybe they win national championships. I don't know. But judging from all the problems off the field, the way their first season went out in UCLA –
but they didn't even
definitely wish he would have.
We all got so up in arms. People thought that Florida was going to get him and everything. I remember people calling in, oh, look at Florida. They're going to go get Chip Kelly. I remember caller Jamie. You guys know caller Jamie. He's like, they already got him. They never did get him. But it's just like, Dan Mullen looks like better choice there. And it looks like maybe Tennessee dodged something with Chip Kelly. Well, no, we don't know that for sure yet.
Just look at the dominoes that could have fallen. I mean, if Florida gets Chip Kelly,
Tennessee gets
Dan Mullen.
Yeah,
John
sure.
Curry is never fired.
Yep.
Philip Fulmer's not your athletic director. Jeremy Pruitt's not your head coach. Who knows what happens?
Florida, why don't you get Chip Kelly?
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I mean,
you don't know, but it would have been a lot of dominoes to fall.
We would have never seen the pure incompetence from John Curry. We never seen that for what it was, and me personally, I'm kind of thankful that it happened. The guy sucks.
I'm with you, Brad.
Hey, people do not like him. That's the moral of the story. Wow, weird things happening for head coaches around the country. All right, one more segment left of the Blitz, taking you to talk sports. If you haven't heard, coming up next. We talked about it a second ago. LeVar Ball, just a total madman. Just doing more madman things. He's on First Take today. I don't know. Go look up the audio if you want to find it. It's absolutely ridiculous. Not worth the last couple of minutes we have. That is because those minutes are reserved for, if you haven't heard, gentlemen, only a couple minutes left. Let's make this quick. I will go first. J.J. Watt, my man, is calling on fans to buy back Whataburger. The Texas governor's on board. I'm on board. All right, you don't do it. You don't take our Whataburger away from us. You don't spread it around the country. All
right? Clearly, Texas coming out at him right now. I love Whataburger. Are they trying to take it out of Texas?
They're going to take it. It's going to be Why? Widespread because a Chicago firm has just bought it.
You saying we getting Whataburger coming east?
I don't want it here, all
Are
right?
We getting it in Tennessee?
You might.
Screw the Texans. Sorry. Sorry, Rick. I love my Whataburger.
I would like to try it.
I would love Whataburger. I'm sorry, Rick.
You know what?
I love you.
Would I like to go pick up a nice juicy Whataburger yes, after would. The show? Maybe. Probably. But it's a at home thing, all right? In and out messed up when they left their state. They messed up.
Sorry to hurt your Texas pride, Rick, but I would like to try it.
You know what?
You've never had it?
Because it's the greatest fast food burger.
You've never had it, Brandon?
No.
I love it. You can also get it, like, whenever I go to Florida State games in Tallahassee, you can get it there.
Yeah, it is in a couple. It's, you can go to one or two in Alabama.
You can go lower Alabama, yeah, when you get towards the Gulf. But Rick's right. Headquartered in Texas, right. I love Whataburger. And I like In-N-Out, too, but Whataburger. Definitely better than In-N-Out. I love it. Please let it come here. Sorry, J.J. Watt. Sorry, Ricky. I want some Whataburger. I want to take Brandon to Whataburger so he can experience the goodness.
I stand with J.J. Watt. I do. Stand with him.
In other news.
We'll buy it back.
Other news. NBA draft this Thursday. A little talk coming out of the draft now. You'll never guess who says that he's the best, but this LeVar past Ball. Week. No, not LeVar this time. Darius Garland. You guys remember him?
Yes.
Tennessee was trying to get him. He decided to go to Vandy. He has come out and said, he said, quote, I'll humbly say this, I think I'm the best guard in the draft. He told ESPN, I mean, wrong. I think I can do everything that an NBA team wants me to do. 19-year-old Garland averaged 16.2 points on 53.7% shooting, 47 from three with the Commodores prior to his injury after only playing five games. He did take some private workouts, guys, with the Lakers and the Cavs recently. Darius Garland, you think he can – a lot of talk. What if the Cavs get him? I mean, not the Cavs, the Lakers get Darius Garland.
We literally have no idea how he's going to be.
No, nobody does. He played five games.
Some in high school, yeah.
Played five games.
We'll see.
The Pelicans could get him now, actually. Lakers wouldn't get him because they just gave up that pick.
Brandon, any quick story?
I saw this last week. New Twitter update will include the feature to be notified when one of your tweets is shared in a private DM.
Oh, that make you feel bad? Somebody's like sharing your tweets in a DM.
No, I'm more so worried about people knowing when I send tweets in a DM.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't care if people send mine.
Yeah. When you send their tweets in a DM, yeah. It's gonna be awkward.
I won't have it very often.
That'd be an awkward conversation. Hey, Rick. Why are you sending this tweet that I put out there to Brandon in a DM?
Screenshots going to become a more prevalent thing, I guess. That's the bottom line.
The one person you probably don't want to send their tweets in a DM. We all know. The bear.
That right there is the Blitz for today. We have a packed show coming up the rest of the week. Thank you for hanging out with us. My headphones have just turned off. I don't know when the music
Talk Sports
changed.
Up next. Stay tuned.